Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We're going to look ahead now to the readings for this Sunday, as we usually do, but this time they are the readings for the great feast of Pentecost. There is no way in one program that I can unfold for you what God has given us in His Son Jesus and in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going in future programs next week. I'm going to talk more about the gifts that God has given us in the Holy Spirit. But today, for the feast, I just want to look at the readings themselves. And I want you, if you will, I want to ask you to ask the Lord, activate the gifts that you gave me when I was confirmed. Activate the gifts. Just all you have to do is believe that God wants to use you and that He's going to equip you to use you to spread the gospel. He's going to give you the gifts He wants to give you. We don't pick them out. He chooses them because He knows how He can use us. So just today and this weekend, just look at the gifts and thank God for the gifts. And then we're going to talk about them next week and how they apply to you. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. Isn't that good? They were all together. They had put aside their differences and their confusion and all that kind of thing. The fear had gone. They were all together praying, seeking God. When suddenly, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. He was giving them gifts in part here. They're gifts of praise, but He's also giving them gifts that they can communicate with many peoples. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? Because we're Parthians and Medes and Elamites. We're inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty works of God, the mighty acts of God." That would have been enough to cause a turmoil. Remember what kind of a man Peter was. He denied Christ. And I don't say that in condemnation. I just say that by himself, he was very weak. You're going to watch and see the transformation that takes place. It's the action of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. Now, we don't necessarily pick the gifts we'd like to have, but we ask God to give us the gifts that we need to serve Him because He knows best how to answer that. If you want to ask for specific gifts, you can. But I would encourage you also to say, "Lord, I want whatever you want me to have," because you want to be part of God's plan. I just can't imagine as they all hear all these different nations and peoples, and it would have been a cacophony of noise. And yet each one was understanding in his own language. I can't imagine the shock of that. Psalm 104, "Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." You know, this gift of the Holy Spirit isn't just for you and me. It's for the entire world. "O Lord our God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord." And the second reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 to 7 and 12 to 13. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, you can say the words, but to say, to proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord takes an action of the Holy Spirit. To believe it and to live out of it takes an action of the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons. We were all given to drink of one Spirit, every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, brothers and sisters. If God gives to everyone his Spirit, we cannot reject them. Let's take a look at the gospel, and then I want to come back to the sequence for a moment. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. So they're scared. And this is on the evening of that first day when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and he stood in their midst. And he said to them, "Peace be with you." And that's a peace that is beyond understanding. God's peace is very different than man's peace. Or attempts at peace. Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." He poured out the Holy Spirit on them. He just looked at them and prayed, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." God did that through the person of the bishop for each of us when we were confirmed. Each of us carries. The gifts may be lying dormant, but we carry the Holy Spirit within us. Do you want to live more fully in the power and life of the Holy Spirit? God offers it. He offers it to us. He offered it to them in a particular way, those who would forgive sins, the priesthood. He was offering that to them in a particular way, to these men. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. What an awesome responsibility. Pray for your priests. Pray for them every day. Pray for them. God's Holy Spirit upholds them, but we need the Holy Spirit. We, all of us, need the Holy Spirit. More than we even begin to comprehend, we need him. It's a good idea to ask the Lord, "Lord, show me how much I need your Spirit." Because each of us can be so self-sufficient and so proud and so relying on our gifts, our strengths, or the gifts of those around us. And we think, "Well, that's all I need. I just need this. I just need that." We're not thinking globally. We're thinking just right there in our own backyard. Lord, give me the gifts I need to be your disciple. Activate the gifts you gave me in baptism and confirmation, that I may be your servant. That's the attitude you want. That's the spirit that you want. Let's take a look at the beautiful sequence that's part of this Mass of the day. Many times it's sung, but just with me, just for a moment, right here on this program, a moment of praise. Let's just pray this together. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosoms shine. You of comforters the best, you the soul's most welcome guest. sweet refreshment here below. In our labor, rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. Right here in the sequence, you're praying for yourself and all those right around you. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. Where you are not, we have not. Nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint avail. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. Take today and pray that sequence out loud. Pray it several times out loud. Pray it for yourself. Pray it for your family. Pray it for your loved ones. Pray it for your co-workers. Pray it for your parish. Pray it 4 or 5 times today. Pray it and ask God's grace to come upon all. Or perhaps the better way of saying is to activate the graces that are lying dormant many times within us. Either because we ignored when we were taught or we weren't taught well. Whatever the case may be, we took it as a ceremony, a nice ceremony, a holy ceremony, and we got a certificate. But are we true disciples of Christ? To be a true disciple, we need all those gifts that God offered us. And many times they lay dormant within us. Really want to encourage you to open up your heart to the Lord. Please, because he has much that he desires to give you. Very, very much. I wanted to conclude this program. There's so much I'd like to do 3 or 4 programs on this, but I want to share with you something that St. Thomas Aquinas said. He said, by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Christ's Paschal mystery was brought to its completion. The Holy Spirit prepares us with his grace in order to draw us to Christ. He manifests the risen Lord to us, opening our minds. He makes present so we can grasp it, the mystery of Christ, and he reconciles us, bringing us into communion with God. St. Thomas says that the Holy Spirit interiorly perfects our spirit, communicating to it a new dynamism so that it refrains from evil for love. We make more and more decisions for love and against evil. With the Holy Spirit within us, it is quite natural for people who had been absorbed by the things of this world to become entirely otherworldly in outlook, and for cowards to become people of great courage. Happy Pentecost. As you listen to these programs, you can see areas of your own life that need to change, and I want to offer you a free copy of my booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. It's great joy, brothers and sisters. Don't miss it. 1-800-282-4789 for a free copy of my booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. Again, 1-800-282-4789.